This is Dr. Karen Wilson-Starks, and welcome to my podcast series, The Voice of Leadership. Have you ever come into the office or been talking to your team members and then been puzzled by the fact that they just didn't deliver what you were expecting to receive? Well, sometimes that happens because there's not really been clarity from you as the leader. And people don't know what to do when there's not a clear message. Today, I want to talk about the importance of clarity in leadership. And we know that during times of crisis, clarity is even more important than when you're not in a crisis situation. The number one reason why people need clarity from their leaders is so that they will know what it is that you want, what the standard is, what the objective is, and so they will know what to do and what to deliver. So that's number one. Secondly, people need clarity from their leaders because that clarity is what inspires confidence and their willingness to follow. So if you're unclear and if you're giving mixed messages, then people lose confidence in your ability to lead them and they become less willing to follow. And in fact, they will identify their own pathways and come up with what they think is the thing to do. So you want to inspire that confidence and you want them to be willing to follow your leadership, which means you've got to be clarion clear about the direction and what it is that you want to see happen. Number three, when you are clear, you also affect the emotions of your people. Clarity brings a sense of calm and a sense of confidence. Lack of clarity, on the other hand, brings worry and fear and mistrust, especially in a crisis. How do I know that what you told me yesterday is really relevant or that it's true? And people will begin to question. So at the emotional level, you want your people to have a sense of calm and a sense of confidence because they'll be more productive at work and they won't be in that frozen state. A lot of times in a crisis, we actually freeze. And there's a good reason for that initial freezing because you're conserving energy because if a threat comes, you want to be ready to either run real fast to get away or to fight and to fight your way out of that crisis. That's the fight or flight syndrome. That's not meant to last for an extended period of time. You're just in fight or flight for that moment to allow you to escape that immediate danger. If you stay in that position for an extended period of time, that's not good for your health. And it's not good for business because when you're in fight or flight, you're very focused just on that. You're not thinking of the bigger picture. You're not thinking of possibilities, and creativity and innovation are stifled. So when the leader is clear, you do affect the emotions of the workforce and you help them to remain calm, confident, and able to be productive and innovative. And then number four, there's a sense of success and a sense of agency that employees feel when their leaders are clear, because now I know how I fit into the equation. I know what's expected of me. I know what to do. I'm not confused. And I can go forward and do that and be successful. And success builds upon success. And that also fuels optimism in your workers as well. And then the fifth thing, when you're clear, you also prevent this sense of anarchy or people just running around doing whatever they want to do. Because when you're not clear, as we said earlier, and people stop trusting you, then they believe they have to take matters into their own hands. And sometimes the solutions that they're coming up with are really not helpful at all, and in fact might be dangerous, particularly in a crisis. However, if the leaders are not clear, then they would rather do the dangerous thing that they think of than to follow someone that doesn't seem to know what it is that they're doing. So I would just simply say to you out there as leaders, clarity is important, and especially in crisis. So what are you doing to make sure that your messaging to your workforce is clear so that your people are confident in what you're saying to them, so that they feel that they can trust your guidance and your direction, and so that they themselves have that sense of success and agency? That's what you want to create during times of crisis. This week, if you haven't been noticing, we've actually been talking about working in virtual teams. And in fact, I just did a webinar on the art of leading virtual teams. If you missed that, I just want to let you know that tonight, on Thursday the 21st, we are actually doing another session, which is a Q&A session about leading virtual teams, as well as leading teams empowered for dynamic organizational results. Because what I know is that teams actually do the bulk of the work in organizations. And now with most teams being virtual, you want to learn the skills that are essential for effective leadership during virtual times. So join me tonight, Thursday the 21st, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you are hearing this message and it's not on an email or social media where you see a link right below you, then please write to admin@transleadership.com and my assistant will make sure that you get the Zoom link so you can join us tonight for the Q&A session and to learn more about what it takes to lead during these challenging times and when things are more virtual and teamwork is always needed. So hope to see you tonight. You've been listening to The Voice of Leadership with me, Dr. Karen Wilson-Starks. And I want to give a special thanks to jazz saxophonist Ron McMillan for granting us permission to use his gifted music on our show. Thanks for listening, and remember to go to my website, transleadership.com, for more strategies, insights, and leadership resources.